Hey there, Patriots! Look who I have with me. Merry Christmas to you guys. I'm so glad to have Mike Lindell. I've got lots of questions for him. You're going to get up to date on everything and the wonderful Christmas specials. How are you, Mike?
Right on. Thank you. And I'm on a quick get. Let's get the Christmas specials out because today is the last day for Christmas options that will get there guaranteed by Christmas.
Okay.
So you guys who... We put all these things on sale using that promo code Melly. We have the towels, $39.98. The slippers, $39.98. Normally $149. We have the mattress or the mattress toppers. Those are $149.99. Get yourself that great gift—a gift of sleep.
Yeah.
We have the MyPillow premiums. They're over 50% off. We put all of our flagship products, the Giza Dream Sheets, as low as $29.98, and there is about, I believe there's about 30 crosses left. They're made in the USA, but this was our Christmas allotment. We won't get any more until after the first of the year. I think there's like 20 or 25 the last time I checked. And so they went, there was thousands of them, and they're just, yeah, greatest gift ever.
Yeah.
And then you guys who get, remember the Christmas guarantee goes all the way to March 1st. Of 2026, so you can buy it with confidence if they need, maybe a size thing with the slippers or whatever. And 10-year warranty on everything, and you're helping MyPillow employee-owned company, but you're helping yourself to the best gifts and the best stuff. Oh, by the way, one more. The blankets, we got in five different styles of blankets. Throw blankets and fleece blankets, I forget what these are called. There's so many names of these blankets, but for the beds and for anything, and those are all on sale for basically wholesale prices. So
awesome! I love it. I love the fact that it's a threefer because we love you and everything that you have done for our country. You have, and there's nobody who's fought harder for our country than you have. So we're helping MyPillow out. We're getting great products for our family. We're helping our country out. It's a threefer. I love it. And so go to mypillow.com/Melly, and if you get it today, it's guaranteed for Christmas. Okay, so do it today.
Make sure you pick the guaranteed option. Everybody.
Okay. Guaranteed.
This is the last day.
Okay.
There's the last day. No shippers can
right.
get it by there. And I'm going to give it 800-627-7953. That's also the Melly hotline. So 800-627-7953, promo code Melly.
All right, and yeah, that's where all the little elves are working hard, getting everything ready for Christmas. That's so awesome. Definitely. And I love giving. My family loves the top. I give toppers. I give all my pillow gifts for Christmas and for birthdays, etc. And they love them because they love the sheets. They're like, where did you get these sheets? They love them, and they love the topper, sleeping like never before. So. Tell me, now let's, I want to dive in, I want to jump in and say, let's see, where do we start? I want to hear about you running for governor. Governor, yep. Tell, should we yep. bow?
I announced last week, everybody, we prayed about it since August, my wife and I, and I wanted to make sure that they basically threw out a fleece. I said, God, I want my pillow stable by Thanksgiving, and then I would announce. That's why I announced so late. Because MyPillow, as you know, the most attacked company in history over the last couple of years and even beyond, last 4.5 years. And now I can safely say I want that it's secure, it's stable. So I announced last Thursday, and this is the perfect time with all this stuff. Minnesota has become the tip of the spear for fraud, illegals, welfare programs that even people here legally have took advantage of. They're talking all kinds of stuff, Sharia law that they're pushing, and you name it, it's happening. And the governor that we have here, Governor Tim Walz, one of the worst in the history of the world. I said it before. Even if he didn't know about any of this, let's say he really didn't know, well, then you got to be the worst governor ever because you just neglected your job. You're supposed to oversee all of these divisions of the government. You know, like me at my pillow. And my business is I micro and macro manage. You can't leave anything behind. And I really think I can do so much good for my, as a businessman for the state of Minnesota and then in turn for the country.
Right. Well, the thing is, everybody knows that you're not bought off. You're not paid off. You're not gonna take something on the slot. You know, that's unfortunately what's the problem with so many of these people, these officials.
Absolutely.
So the other thing is about the Somalis. We're hearing about the Somalis basically taking over the welfare system. You know, and that couldn't have happened unless somebody at the top knew. And that's where the buck stops at the CEO, the governor, you know, someone who's at the top. So, yeah, so tell us, how are you running your campaign? What can we do to help?
You can go to MikeLindellGov.com, MikeLindellGov.com. Help out there. This is probably the only candidate ever that went into it in the negative, right? I don't have anything left in there. But you know what? There's been so much support around the country, not just Minnesota. Everybody knows this is the tip of the spear for so many things. And right now, this next month is the big lead up to there's a straw poll on February 3rd. When I announced last week, I was in the top three without even campaigning that they all have the last 4 months. So I just need to, and they said, what does Mike know about being a politician? And, well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to be a politician. I want to be a great leader. I have met politicians all over this country the last 4.5 years and learned more about the corruption and the uniparties out there, the people that have hidden agendas, whether it's self-serving or even deeper agendas that don't help the people. Right. So, and I've got solutions, I believe, to every single province that have come up. It would take 2 hours to tell you the different things coming up. And it's all over our country. We have big cities like Minneapolis that are vacant right now. The box stores, the stores, from small stores to big, the people aren't there like they used to because everybody's buying online. Then with the virus, when that came in, you have all the empty buildings where people aren't there. And you combine that with illegals here and no law, and people are afraid. They're afraid. So you have... There's so many problems going on, and then with, but education. Obviously, you know, I've lived in some pretty bad places before in the streets, where you have a big problem with people in addiction to get them off the streets and homelessness. But there's a different way to do it. You don't just move them over here and just relocate. No, I have solutions that go back along quite a ways and working with.
Well, you know it firsthand. You know,
I mean,
you're a rarity because, you know, how many people like you have lived both sides, right? And just experienced both sides. And you know all very well, you know, how to, what are the issues.
And also, they were making comments when I ran. And I was surprised. The media was amazing. I went all the way to the Daily Mail, worldwide news. Mike Lindell's running for governor. And it wasn't a mocking like a normal thing. They took it very seriously. They even had me smiling almost instead of doing some face. And they, but I was, that was encouraging. And then the comment, I mean, it was just very encouraging. But one of the, you know, you had people say, well, you know, what does he know about politics, whatever. Well, I'll tell you, running into a business, I have built businesses with nothing. Lindell TV, MyPillow, you name it. Into these huge businesses, but yet also now, over the last 4.5 years, having the most attack business in history to keep that going. Imagine a big giant ship and you keep blowing it full of holes and, hey, fix that spot over there, fix this over here, move this over here. So to navigate that, and that's where we're at, we have to...
It's really just about a miracle that MyPillow, after all the attacks... You're not kidding when you say the most attacked company in the history of the world. It really is. Really unbelievable. All right. So
it's MikeLindellGov.com.
Okay.
Everybody.
All right.
MikeLindellGov.com.
And I believe what's going to happen where we're heading in the golden age, you know, because I look at how this is biblical. I really do believe that where we're headed, this is the day that we've been waiting for when we'll have righteous people in these positions of authority. That's what the golden age is about. If it's about anything, it's about having righteous people who are not bought off. We can no longer have these puppet leaders. And one thing,
but
I mean,
the
they know.
Back. Remember, it's
supposed
to be government for the people.
Exactly. Okay, now, but the problem is, okay, how are you going to keep them from cheating and stealing the election?
Well, that we're well on their way there. The president, he just said last week, he's going to finally, all the evidence and everything will be pouring out, everybody. And as we speak, this was about, I don't know how long it's been since I've been on your show, Melissa, but during about a month ago, as I've told you all before, many counties, including five counties in Texas, have voted out the machines to go to paper ballots, hand counted, for the primaries coming up in February. One of them being Dallas County. Huge county.
Huge.
Okay. They were at a deadline just a few weeks ago, and I reached out to our great president and said, hey, we're getting pushback on this of course, Uniparty Republicans pushing back. We don't want to do this or whatever. And there was deadlines that had to be met. And this was in 2 days of the deadlines the president did a great truth. He put it out there just saying, hey, great job, Dallas County, whatever. And that changed everything. It all went through. So it's very encouraging. We will have a prototype or a to show the rest of the country an example. Hey, this works in big counties too. This isn't rocket science. This is the best practices known to man. 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines. Over 100 have banned early voting.
Yes. Okay. So that would happen in the spring, in like some springtime elections, and then be the, what you mean by the prototype for the fall elections, because your election is in fall.
This one here, the primary in Dallas County is actually, I believe, in February. Okay. So we're going to be able to quick show, and all the other counties, there's primaries all the way up to the end of the summer.
Okay.
So we'll be able to point and say, hey, not only to them, hey, get rid of the machines. We don't need it. It's going to be a perfect timing, but I think you're going to see more when the president comes out with his stuff in the next 3-4 weeks. For one thing, it'll be 100% proof, which I've had all along, that the 2020 election was stolen. But more than that, that all elections cannot be used using computers.
Right.
And so there's so many.
That leads us right into talking about Tina Peters, because all this evidence coming out about how they have used these computer systems to steal elections. And so, of course, our wonderful Tina Peters, absolutely amazing patriot, and how, you know, I just hope and pray that she's going to be able to go under witness protection and bring this whole house of cards down.
Well, there's developments there. Let me get everybody up to speed there. You remember, I've said to the, we put that into getting the witness protection program against Crooked Jenna Griswold and Dominion, all the criminals, including the governor in the state of Colorado. The president, if you guys seen, it was just last week, I believe, put out a pardon. Did everybody see that? Did you see that? The federal pardon for her. Well, what does that mean? Everyone's going, yeah, I've even talked to people. Wow, Tina Peters. No. What happened was that would put pressure on the governor of Colorado is the one supposedly that can pardon her. And he said, no, she can stay in there and she'll get her chance maybe in 2029, And it's disgusting because he's in on this. She's a political prisoner. Now, just recently, when he put that, there's a reason he put that pardon out there. Now, Tina's lawyer, which I've talked to, Peter Tinkton and others, what they plan on doing in our Constitution, okay, if everybody follows this, all the pardons, anything that was done prior to 1812 got burnt up in a fire, okay? Now then in the 1980s, the early 80s, there was another fire. So there's no record of any pardons done at the federal level and the state to say, is this, really? And according to our Constitution, the president, by our Constitution, now this is subjective, I guess you could, the interpretation of it, it's never been questioned, but he should be able to pardon anybody, okay?
Right.
But here's what happens is, now the lawyers for Tina can bring it, remember, she still has, she's never even been, not even scheduled yet for her appeal. Remember, they're keeping her there, not bringing up the appeal. But the appeals court, now that she got federally pardoned, the question is, was she supposed to, could she be, she's not even supposed to be in there at all. So now this question goes immediately to the appeals court, okay? Everybody, this was a gateway to get there right now.
Okay.
Now if they, we're interpreting this that no, the president cannot pardon someone at the state level.
Right.
Then you guys ready? Immediately it goes to appeal to the federal court.
Okay.
And then what's beyond that? The Supreme Court. So this ruling, which by all means should, getting that far, as far as it has to go, Once that's ruled on, which should be that, yes, he can do that pardon, where the United States of America, back when the Constitution was written, this has just never been done before. Right. You follow me? I mean, if it has been done, nobody knows about it. Nobody has record of it.
So what is the timetable? What do you think is the timetable of all of that happening? You know, here we are, just the 18th of December.
And I think you're going to see it happening very quick. I believe they're bringing it to the appeals. You know, I didn't get the timing. Obviously, this is a set of precedent. I mean, but according to the lawyers, the appeals court, you're not waiting for it to go on the docket. This is an immediate thing.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully it happens within weeks where at least they make a ruling. Then it goes, hopefully it goes very fast to that. Wherever the ruling is put in, but obviously here's another thing. I don't know another part. There's questions there. If, let's say, the appeals court rules that, yes, let her out, the president can pardon her, now my guess is the evil Colorado, the state of Colorado, will appeal that ruling, which then would go to the next step up. You follow me?
Right.
So it depends how much pushback and how much the way you interpret the law. But it's, to me, is something, I mean, how often does that ever come up where a president should have the right to pardon anyone? I don't care. We're the United States of America. Whether it's, and by the way, this is a federal crime that was committed against the United States that Tina was trying to uncover and show the country.
Right.
Jenna Griswold, not just the crime of stealing the election, but Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, she deleted the 2020 election, deleted it 3 months after the election in something called the Trusted Bill, along with Dominion voting machines and a lot of other criminals in Colorado. That is a federal felony. You have to hold your state records for 22 months,
right,
and it is your record. In Colorado, I believe it's 28 months. So they broke not only Colorado law, they broke federal law.
They're fighting so hard because they know this brings down the whole house of cards.
Right. And this is what I've said all along. When I say melt down the machines and turn them into prison bar, the first one behind there should be Jenna Griswold. This is back then, you guys, all my evidence of the Dominion machines, everything, of just Colorado. Remember, I'm against all machines. You know that. It's criminal. They're all the same thing goes through them all. I think my lawyer said in Colorado that case, he said, now let it be known, Mike doesn't discriminate on which voting machines he bashes, okay? But Jenna Griswold, Tina Peters, the images that she took, the backup of her computer, is what Jenna Griswold deleted over the whole state of Colorado.
Right.
Those are posted, everybody, on Lindell TV. They've been posted there for 3 years. And everyone's going, Mike Lindell has no evidence, or there's no evidence. This is what I'm praying when our great president, when the DOJ stops dropping this evidence, it's going to be up to all of you, to all of us, to spread the word far and wide. Because I'll tell you what, and I hope Elon Musk is also with his voice into it, and maybe worldwide media, but you're going to, it would be a blessing if even Fox News actually finally said, hey, there's a problem with the elections, even though they corruptly paid all that money to Dominion. So it's very, they both tie
together. I'm not counting on Fox News for anything. We are the news now. We've got to be the ones who tell the truth. And that's what's so great about my battalion. They share things like crazy. We reach millions each day because, and you think, oh, well, this is just one little, but it's because we're in here fighting hard. And that's what's so great about the battalion. So I'm so thankful that you came on today to tell us this, the latest on all this.
Yeah.
And so now we know, let's pray before we go. We're going to pray on all these things. And we just trust the Lord. He's going to, in the perfect timing, get all this done. Thank you so much, Lord. We thank you that you are the King of the world. We celebrate your birth, and we celebrate that you have come not only to be a baby and to die on the cross for us, but also to rule this world in righteousness, and also to raise up people like Mike, like righteous, all these righteous ones that you have raised up, that into positions of authority, and so that the evildoers will be cast out. And we are we're standing on that promise. We believe that you will do that, and we trust you will in the perfect time and get that done. We pray, Lord, that you would be right there with Tina Peters. Help her to know that you are with her in the middle of this and that you have used her in a mighty way, and they are so scared of her, clearly. And we just pray that you would just bring her out like Peter opening when the prison bars were open for Peter, or with Joseph, and just immediately taken to the highest positions, and so that she can help to bring down this terrible criminal enterprise. Lord, I pray that you would give grace in the eyes of the people in Minnesota, help them to make the right choice and have Mike as their governor, so that these things can be set right in Minnesota, and that everyone will see with these elections that are coming up that everything is being set right, that this is how it really should have been run all this time, and no more corruption. And I thank you that this is the promise for the golden age. We're going to have such beautiful days that, like, President Trump is preparing for all these celebrations we can't even imagine. And you have prepared all this for us. You say, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. And we do love you, and we're so thankful that this is a promise you have for us for our bright, brilliant future. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, love you, brother.
Thank you.
So I'm so glad. Don't forget, you guys, go to mypillow.com. It has to be today, though. We got to do it today, because today is, and Mark, what is it you call it? You mark it there that you can get it by Christmas. The option.
This is the last day. There's an option to get it there in time for Christmas. This is a shipping thing. So you guys, right now, you need to order if you want it by Christmas.
Okay.
And get, besides getting all the great specials.
Yes. Okay. Love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.